Now it's time for Boxed with Screen Time presenter John Fardy. And this week we're looking at Disney Plus's Single Drunk Female. John, it's not one I've seen, so tell me more.
Pat, you'd enjoy this a lot because it's that rare thing. It's a show about alcoholism and sobriety, and it's very entertaining, and it's also very sincere. You know, there can be a tendency when a show or a film is about addiction, particularly with alcoholism, that it become kind of this kind of, for want of a better phrase, misery porn. And this is a show that really doesn't do that. It does it with humour, but it also does it with honesty. The setup is... Sophia Black D'Elia plays a lady called Samantha, and she's in her mid-20s and her life is in free fall, mostly because of booze. And the show begins with her working with one of these right-on neoliberal websites. No one really knows what they do, but apparently they write stuff. And she shows up to a meeting drunk, loses her job, hits her boss, and it's absolutely hilarious. Yet at the same time, you see this poor girl in free fall. Then, because she gets arrested, escorted from the building, she goes back home to her mother, who's played by Ali Sheedy, who people may remember from The Breakfast Club years ago. She's this very uptight woman, and she moves back in with her, and she basically tries to give up booze over the next 10 episodes. And it's a sheer delight. It's, as I say, earnest and honest. A lot of times for my own show, I have to watch these new shows, and unfortunately, I'll get about 3 episodes in and then something else gets in the way for the next week and I never get to finish it. This one, I had to stick with it, and my wife was pleading with me, can we please watch the end of this? And it's one that slipped below the radar for reasons I'm not entirely sure about. It didn't get any nods at the Emmys, mm-hmm. and it deserves a lot of attention. It really does.
You got some clips?
I do. Let me give you a quick flavour. This is the first clip I have. Is her father passed away when she was a child, and this may well be, you know, part of the very complicated reason for her overindulgence in alcohol. And this is her having, which apparently is quite common, but she's having an alcoholic dream, let's say. And this shows you the humour, but also, I guess, the pathos in it.
Dad?
I'm here.
I can't see your face.
Well, maybe you ought to watch what you're drinking.
Oh, I'm drinking. But I really want to see you.
You can't. I mean, this is a classic alcoholic anxiety dream. I quit smoking 20 years ago. I still dream about it. The good news is this means that things are going well. Of course, the bad news is that I'm still dead. Hey, don't let your mom date anyone. Okay? I mean, you know, unless it's like Pierce Brosnan. That I would get. You know, the guy's a smoke show.
She doesn't stand a chance in hell with Pierce Brosnan.
I think that's why I chose him.
Yeah.
Don't let her date Pierce Brosnan. I changed my mind.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Okay.
Wait, Dad.
That's nice. That is nice.
It is. And it's funny, you know. Don't let your mother date Pierce Brosnan. Even though I'm gone, please don't. Let it be someone ugly, you know.
Yeah. Now, does she, you know, fall off the wagon, or is her path to sobriety unlittered with obstacles?
I don't want to give spoilers, but let's say it's a 10-parter, the first season, and it's complicated. It's complicated, but it's not complicated in the way you might expect. It is littered with obstacles, and what I really like about the show is it does the mundanity of not drinking. You know, that it's not all this just staring into a glass, should I, shouldn't I? It's more stuff like, you know, the minutiae of AA meetings, what to do on St. Patrick's Day when she's in Boston and her cousin is like, you know, this is Christmas Day for me. I'm Irish. I'm a Bostonian. Let's party, as they say in that part of the world. And, you know, on a Tuesday morning, she's lying in bed and she feels like a drink. So it's really... It isn't unlittered. It's far from unlittered. And the wagon, in terms of staying on it and off it, is certainly complicated without giving a spoiler. But as I say, it deals really well with, you know, the simpleness sometimes of how hard it is to give up drinking, now, as presented by this show.
Living with her mother, I mean, does her mother kind of help out by not drinking in her presence?
No. No, her mother is one of the worst mothers, and there have been many on screen, particularly in recent years. It's a trope a lot of American writers like to do. They clearly have mother issues, but she's a particularly unpleasant mother. She doesn't seem to want to have her daughter back in the house, and she enjoys having a glass or two of wine every night. And you see, maybe I shouldn't be laughing at that, but that's what I love about this show, that it's not po-faced about sobriety. I think that's something that would actually happen if you're, you know, the mother or the daughter of an alcoholic. This issue will occasionally arise, I imagine. You know, am I allowed to drink this? And she says, you know, it's hard to be a person. I need a few glasses of wine every night, which is an awful thing to say to her recovering daughter, you know.
Now, you've another clip.
Yeah, so she does encounter romance, but the problem is the guy she's romantically attached to, or wants to be romantically attached to, she meets in AA, and that can be a no-no for a certain period of time for very obvious reason. And it turns out that they'd actually, in one of her drunken nights many years ago, had already hooked up, but she couldn't remember. And here's the two of them kind of discussing how low they can go when they're drinking.
I can't believe I got that close.
You're fine. I've done so much worse.
No, you haven't.
Sam, I used to black out and steal dogs. Like, I would wake up just with a dog and not remember how it got there.
I feel like that's kind of cute. I'm a felon.
Yeah, I could have been. They would have called me like the doggy bandit or something.
But they didn't.
They did not.
You got away with it.
I got away with it. I have so many dogs now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this one time, I took a little bit of my friend's mom's ashes and spread them in the Charles because I thought it was a nice thing to do.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better because mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever spread anyone's ashes.
Yeah.
Like, not even my own dad's. He's just sitting on my mom's side table. Although she would probably hit it now that she's shtubbing her friend Bob.
It's always a Bob.
Interesting about the guy, you know, waking up with a strange dog in the bed with him. Because Amy Huberman has been on social media about Brian O'Driscoll, her husband. He went to the groomers and took the wrong dog home.
So I gather. Not that we're drawing any parallels, of
not,
course.
Not at all. People wanting to know, because they didn't catch it at the very beginning, what the title of this series is, Single Drunk Female on Disney+.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is one that fell below the radar. And Pat, you will love it. Please watch it.
I will
if
do.
You don't mind. I know I'm too young to be giving you homework, but please watch it because you'd love it.
Tell us, what have you got on screen time this week?
Yeah, well, this movie that caused all the panic at Venice when was Harry Styles supposedly spitting on Chris Pine and all that hoofah, that movie is finally out. Don't worry, darling, and we're reviewing that. There's also an amazing new Irish movie called It's In Us All, and I'm talking to its director, Antonia Campbell-Hughes, and then Ian Coppinger, the comedian, chats about his favourite film.
Okay, and it's available as a podcast on Friday
at 5 p.m. and then on the radio, that old-fashioned, good old-fashioned radio, live at 6 p.m. on Saturday.
John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.